Hi everyone, I'm Brian Peters, and this is The Science of Social Media, a podcast by Buffer, your weekly sandbox for social media stories, insights, experimentation, and learning.
Welcome to episode number 92. I'm Haley Griffiths, and this week we're going news style. Lots of great information for you. We're covering 20 plus key demographic facts that will help you understand your social media audience better. Facebook released their Q1 earnings report. The CEO of HubSpot learns a thing or two from Elon Musk. Lots more.
Yet again, I am blown away by how much happens in the social media and marketing industry in just a week's time. Excited to chat about all of these topics today. Ton of stuff to talk about. So without further ado, let's kick things off. So before we get into today's show, we'd love to share some exciting news with you all. If you are a weekly listener, a regular listener of The Science of Social Media, you might remember us mentioning that the Buffer mobile app was nominated for the 22nd annual Webby Awards.
Well, we are honored and delighted to say that we won!
Yay!
Our very own Buffer mobile app has won an official Webby Award for mobile websites and apps under best practices. So huge shout out to our mobile team for making this happen and to all of you for using and loving the Buffer app. We can't thank you enough for being a part of our community.
And one more exciting piece of news on the Buffer front. You might have noticed a new look to our podcast logo in iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcasts. We had more than 1,000 votes on the two logo finalists, and the one you see now came out on top. So huge shout out to Zero Gravity for creating this gorgeous new logo for our podcast. They helped us with everything from ideation to creation to launch. And honestly, their team was such a dream to work with.
Yeah, and what I really loved about working with Zero Gravity is that they support female founders and women entrepreneurs. So that's a really cool team that we can support. Understanding social media demographics or the different characteristics of audiences on each social media network is really key to defining your strategy because unless you know who you're marketing to, you won't know what kind of content they like and what kind of content you should create for each platform. So we found that the most effective social media marketers go where their audience is. And while that may seem really obvious, the fact is that many marketers spread themselves too thin and across many platforms.
Yep. We were in that boat for a long time, Haley, spreading ourselves too thin. But I think that the revelation over time for us was when some customers started asking us what the ideal customer is on Facebook or, you know, what type of people use LinkedIn or what the average age of users is on Twitter. And those questions are great because you start to realize that you don't need to be everywhere at once to reach your target demographic.
Absolutely. So on Facebook, for example, did you know that the largest cohort of users are between 25 and 34 years old? Did you know that one, Brian?
You know, I did not, but it makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, and even something as simple as that fact is really great to know. But there's also some other interesting ones to mention here. So according to Forrester, 34% of online US teenagers think that Facebook is for, and I quote, old people. But 76% of 12 to 17 year olds still use the network.
Yeah, I always find that so funny because, you know, particularly with the younger demographic stats when it comes to Facebook, I just find it so interesting because, you know, I feel like the younger generation doesn't want to be quote unquote uncool. So they might not openly admit to using Facebook on a daily basis, but secretly they're using it every single day.
Of course.
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, another interesting fact here is that nearly 70% of US adults now report that they are Facebook users. So 7 out of 10 people,
wow.
75% of which use Facebook daily, but only about 40% of people who are 65 and older use Facebook.
I mean, that's still impressive. So even though just 40% of people 65 and older are on Facebook, definitely don't count them out here. And as far as gender and geography, more US women, 74%, report that they use Facebook than men, which is at 62%. And just over 50% of Facebook users speak a language other than English, and more than 88% of Facebook's monthly active users live outside of the United States.
See, to me, that's interesting when you think about advertising. Well, all the points are interesting when you think about advertising, but you know, lots of times we think about it in terms of people and shoppers in the United States alone, but I speak with lots of companies who find success by targeting specific users outside of the United States, not within regions like Asia Pacific. One of the fastest growing areas now has 794 million monthly active users.
Exactly. And so there's a lot of untapped potential for a lot of businesses on Facebook. And last but not least, this one is pretty incredible. 75% of U.S. adults who use Facebook make $75,000 or more per year.
Wow. What?
Yeah. I know. So it's no wonder a lot of advertising efforts are focused on the U.S. demographic here.
Let's chat Twitter demographics. A bit less in the U.S. population here than Facebook. About 25% or 1 in 4 Americans say they use Twitter. But Twitter is one of the most popular platforms with the younger generation. 45% of 18 to 24-year-olds use Twitter. The second largest demographic of Twitter users are in the United States, and they're 25 to 29-year-olds.
I wouldn't expect Twitter to be younger generation. I don't know why. That's very interesting.
Even starting that sentence out sounded weird, just saying it.
But it's true. It's true. Yeah. And in terms of men versus women on Twitter, it's nearly a 50-50 split, with women just barely edging out men in usage there. So only 68 million of the more than 315 million monthly active users are located in the U.S., meaning that over 262 million monthly active users live outside of the U.S., which is roughly 80% of all of their users.
You know, it's incredible. I'm getting a key takeaway here, and that's that most social media users are outside the United States. I feel like I live in a bubble of United States users. But yeah. Anyways, side note, 32% of Twitter users in the U.S. make more than $75,000 a year, and 45% of Twitter's new users have college degrees, which I thought was a fun little fact. But over on Instagram, as you know, they have more than 800 million users, 500 million of which use the platform daily. And they're now up to over 300 million Instagram stories daily users too. So that's continuing to grow, particularly on the stories front.
Yeah, Instagram stories is such a great feature. Though it's really funny calling it a feature because it's honestly more like its own social network at this point.
Right. Like, are we still calling it a feature? That's the question.
Yeah. But so 71% of Americans aged 18 to 24 now use Instagram. More than 80% of these users check the platform daily, which is a lot of users, and 55% visit multiple times a day, which is interesting. So when you compare that 54% for Snapchat checking it daily, and a side note, Snapchat just launched their new spectacles last week. So interesting to see what might happen there.
Yes, yes, definitely. You know, I'm excited to see how launch number 2 of the spectacles go. Definitely rooting for them. So last quick fact about Instagram, the platform is more popular with women than it is men, 39% to 30% in popularity. And again, more than 80% of Instagram's community lives outside the U.S. So I think we're getting to a trend here. Mm-hmm. According to Instagram co-founder and CEO Kevin Systrom, Brazil and India are the fastest growing regions.
Last but certainly not least is LinkedIn. And LinkedIn has 546 million registered members, which we covered in a previous episode on the show if you want to check that out. And so as you might expect, 80% of LinkedIn members consider professional networking an important part to their career success.
What about the other 20%?
You know, I think they're on the fence.
Still not sure about networking at the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, so LinkedIn is popular among 25 to 29-year-olds, followed closely by 30 to 49 age bracket, and then finally 18 to 24-year-olds. One cool thing is that people from 200 different countries use LinkedIn, and more than 70% of all LinkedIn members, again, live outside of the United States.
Yeah, so that's 171 million users that are based in Europe, the Middle East, and Africa, though the U.S. has the largest national user base of 146 million members, and that's followed closely by India, China, and Brazil. And 44% of LinkedIn users have incomes over $75,000, and 75% of LinkedIn users have incomes of over $50,000.
Excellent. And yeah, I hope the takeaway that everyone is getting from this is that you can target your social media content based on these user demographics across each platform, particularly with, you know, knowing which countries people live in and what the demographics are. So I hope we're not overnumbering you at the moment.
A lot of numbers, a lot of stats, but yeah. You can definitely leverage them to your advantage.
Absolutely. Last fun fact before we move on, more than 46 million students and recent college graduates use LinkedIn. They are the networking site's fastest growing demographic. So if you're recruiting for your company or your brand, you know where you can find some great talent.
Last week, Facebook released their Q1 earnings report, and in much anticipation, drum roll, please.
Drum roll coming.
They beat Wall Street's revenue estimate. So not only did they beat Wall Street's $11.4 billion revenue estimate, Facebook added 48 million daily active users to hit 1.449 billion, which is up 3.42% to revive Facebook's growth after a slower 2.18% growth last quarter. So both daily and monthly users are up 13% year over year, which is showing Facebook's troubles haven't paralyzed its growth.
I mean, did we ever doubt Zuckerberg on the show? I don't know.
I think we were pretty supportive.
Yes. This was perhaps the most tumultuous quarter since Facebook went public. Obviously, there was the whole criticism over the Cambridge Analytica privacy incident, leading to Zuckerberg essentially testifying before Congress. But it seems like they're back and better than ever.
Back indeed, Brian. All right. So recently, Zuckerberg wrote, "Despite facing important challenges, our community and business are off to a strong start in 2018. We are taking a broader view of our responsibility and investing to make sure our services are used for good." It's a great quote by Mark Zuckerberg.
So noble. So noble. Yes. But we've seen that firsthand from an API standpoint. It really does seem like Facebook team is making strategic moves to clean up the platform, secure people's privacy and data, and make Facebook just an all-around better platform to be a part of. It's strange to say, but I think that everything that has happened over the last few months is actually a good thing for Facebook and something that will help them to stick around for the long haul.
A few other quick but big takeaways from Facebook's Q1 earnings report. Zuckerberg said that internet.org has now helped almost 100 million people connect to the internet, which is up from 40 million people in November of 2016. So that's a lot of people. And Zuckerberg says one of his biggest regrets is that Facebook didn't get to shape the mobile ecosystem because the company was still small when iOS and Android launched. So that's why he's adamant about Facebook having a major role in the future of virtual reality and augmented reality.
In other news, Twitter released their Q1 earnings report, and they are having a somewhat surprisingly great start to 2018. I don't really know why that's surprising. I just felt surprising. Not only has the company made a profit for the second time ever, but its users are growing again too.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like there were a couple of articles going around a while ago that were like, is Twitter dead? And you know, Twitter's on its last legs. I'm right. Really happy that it's not, because I absolutely love Twitter.
Me too.
Yeah. In reporting its Q1 2018 earnings last week, Twitter also revealed that it expects to be profitable throughout the rest of the year, which would be a significant turnaround after 4 years of losses as a public company. So also good news is Twitter's user numbers. It added 6 million new monthly users last quarter. It's only done better than that twice since the start of 2015. So in most recent quarters, it's added 3 million monthly users or fewer, and it's even lost users in some periods.
Yep, I remember the period that it lost users. That was not great.
Not good.
So just to wrap it up, a few key takeaways from the Twitter earnings report. Number one, they're profitable. 61 million in net income for the second straight quarter, which is impressive considering Twitter was unprofitable for 16 straight quarters. And number two, their growth is stable. Monthly active users grew 2.8%, a solid but not eye-popping number, but overall really, really great.
All right, so this one is a bit different than what we're used to covering on the show, but we like the story so much that we thought we would share it because so much of it can be applied to various aspects of social media and marketing.
The co-founder and current CTO of HubSpot, Dharmesh Shah, wrote an article recently titled, "What Elon Musk Taught Me About Growing a Business." Such a great title, I had to read it. Basically, fast forwarding through the story, Dharmesh got the chance to meet Elon Musk over dinner. During the course of dinner, when asked about his advice on growing and scaling a business, Elon answered, "Every person in your company is a vector. Your progress is determined by the sum of all vectors."
Wow. So Dharmesh goes on to explain what a vector is and why it's important. So he writes, "A vector is a quantity having both magnitude and direction. If we considered each person in the company as a vector, we could add them up, get a sum of all vectors, and represent that sum with a single new vector. That new vector is basically the direction and momentum your company is moving." So that being said, the optimal situation would be to have all the vectors aligned, and that is to have everyone moving in the correct direction towards a unified goal. And that's how you have maximum impact and how you have maximum progress too.
So good. I don't know if this resonates with everyone as much as me, but I often feel like this when working on various marketing or social media projects. If you really take a second to step back and examine every project you're working on, you might realize that not every, you know, project or vector in this case is moving in the same direction. Sometimes they're even competing with each other.
Yeah. So our biggest piece of advice for you as marketers is to constantly ask yourself two simple questions. One, is the magnitude of investment in this project sufficient for what we want to accomplish? If not, you might have a magnitude problem. And two, are the people and related projects aligned with this one and vice versa? And if not, you might have an alignment problem.
Yes, absolutely. So kind of aligning all of your projects together. And one of the most mind-blowing points, or I don't know if mind-blowing is the correct word, but one of the points that Dharmesh makes is at the very end. He explains that you can make more progress with the amazing people you already have simply by better aligning vectors. So it doesn't always take more resources. It often takes just more magnitude and alignment to move mountains in your marketing program.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode today. As always, feel free to reach out anytime. Use the hashtag BufferPodcast. We will see your tweets or shoot us an email to hello@buffer.com. We also really appreciate your reviews on iTunes. Those are super helpful to help our show grow. And also be sure to check out the new logo whenever you get to your podcasts and let us know what you think because we're pretty excited about it.
We are so excited about the logo. And over the next few weeks, we'll be covering everything marketers need to know about GDPR, our massive YouTube case study with Brian Dean, and lots more. So have a great week, everyone, and we'll catch you next Monday.